Hi everyone. So one thing I hear quite a lot in the expat market is people saying, oh, I'm going to invest money in my business. But the information and the data out there actually is very surprising for a lot of people. Did you know that in the year 1900, so just over 127, 28 years ago, there was approximately 4,000 millionaires in the United States. So at least 4,000 people had $1 million or more in 1900. Now, if each of these families had invested just 1 million into the US stock market in 1900, it would be worth about $79 or $80 billion in today's money. Now, to put that in comparison, only Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and one or two other people would have that much money. And what is interesting is, because of course those 4,000 people had children, some of them had 2, 3, 4 children, so that money would obviously get spread out when they die and their children inherit the money. Many people have estimated that these days there would actually be something like 120,000 people or families who would be billionaires in today's money. But actually, there's only 563 billionaires in the United States today. So think about that. There's only 563 billionaires in the United States today. But there could have been thousands, even more than 100,000 people who could be billionaires if they had just invested in the market. And all the research actually shows is because of human error, right? These people either, for example, took too many risks, especially around the First World War, Second World War. Basically, the research shows human error is the key reason why a lot of these families lose money. Like, for example, the third generation rich. Most third generation rich actually lose the money, either too much partying, or it could be too risky investments, or it could be 101 reasons. But basically, it goes against human nature just to want average returns. So in previous podcasts, I mentioned how Donald Trump, he would have now had about $2 or $3 billion more if he would have just invested in the US stock market as opposed to starting businesses. But the evidence shows it's much bigger than that, that on average, there would now be far more billionaires in the world if more people didn't speculate and actually were just long-term in the markets. Okay, everyone, I hope that's useful. And look forward to any questions you might have.